This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, November 26th, brought to you by the Fertilizer Institute. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, when Americans come around the table to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, the price tag from the grocery store a little smaller than a year ago. American Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham says the annual market basket survey includes a really nice menu.
We do our classic basket. It's got turkey, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, green peas, kind of all the fixings on the side.
Dessert too?
Oh, dessert. We do pumpkin pie and whipped cream.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to have the whipped cream.
And Parham says the price is lower than last year.
American Farm Bureau has done this survey for 40 years. So we ask volunteer shoppers all across the countries from all 50 states and Puerto Rico what they're paying for a certain basket of goods. And we found that the cost of Thanksgiving is down 5%. The price will be about $55.18 or $5.20 per person. So that's about 10 servings.
Parham also says the farmer's share of the food dollar continues to shrink.
Yeah, we're very thankful we live in a nation, right, with an abundant food supply. And that's thanks to our nation's farmers and ranchers. But they aren't seeing all of that. On average, the U.S. farmer gets about 16% of every dollar spent, or 16 cents. And so that's really a small amount in the grand scheme of things. The rest of that money is going to everyone that gets it from the gate to your plate.
And another angle to Thanksgiving, analysts say about 46 million turkeys will be served on Thanksgiving. However, the sentence of two lucky birds was commuted by President Trump this year. Waddle and Gobble will now live out the rest of their days on a public relations mission at North Carolina State University. Contract grower Travis Pittman from North Carolina says the two birds were raised for their new career.
We got these birds in about the middle of August, and so we started off with little five-week-old babies when we got them from the hatchery. We raised them up. Really, it looked like an everyday looking after them, just like we do the production birds, with the exception these were socialized a lot more. So we run a lot of lights. We had music playing with them.
What type of music?
So we changed it every day.
Okay.
So sometimes it was talk shows, sometimes it was fast-paced music, some was country music. It's just different.
Okay.
Every day was different.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so as you can tell, like today, when any noise is made, they gobble.
All the staff at AgriPulse hope certainly that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day holiday tomorrow. Here's some headlines you'll find at AgriPulse.com. President Trump cutting duties on imported fertilizers earlier this month. But multiple analysts tell AgriPulse that prices are still likely to stay high through next year's planting season amid tight global supplies. Farmers looking to get federal conservation funding through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and Conservation Stewardship Program no longer facing limits on how much they can receive. Political and market forces converging around the U.S. biofuel industry. Farmers and refiners are pressing Washington on policy decisions that both sides say will be critical to future growth. The Trump administration's demands for state data to carry out its investigation of waste, fraud, and abuse in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program are meeting resistance from both Democratic-led states and from Democrats in Congress. State officials are also puzzled by estimates that the USDA has released. And if you're into snacks, bright orange fingers may soon be a thing of the past as PepsiCo announced a new line of Doritos and Cheetos simply called NKD. It is free of artificial flavors and dyes. AgriPulse Drive Time will return on Monday, December 1st. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Fertilizer Institute. Global fertilizer markets move fast. Demand doesn't disappear, even in a down year. And global supply chains can tighten overnight. At the Fertilizer Institute, we understand how volatility hits farm country, and we're fighting for policy solutions that steady the field. From expanding U.S. production to celebrating phosphate and potash being added to the nation's critical minerals list. American farmers can't control global markets, but Washington can help steady them. The Fertilizer Institute, standing with farmers in every season. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.